party laughing.
Wow. Hello. Good morning. Oh.
I was not looking in the right direction. It's a stupid joke because it took me so long to get on, darn it. I just want to tell you one thing about everything. This whole thing's about Shalom. Not only that, I'm going to talk to somebody today to see if I'm going to learn with them, and I'm going to ask them what they're looking for. And if they don't have an answer of some sort, if you're not looking for something, you're not going to find anything. You might stumble across it, but you won't recognize it. Well, let's begin. Everybody knows the beginning of the parsha, and this is one of the sweetest things I've ever learned in my life. And I know you're going to like it, not because of me. It's because it's exactly the truth. And it will continue the theme about being conscious. Hashem says to Moshe, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha-Kohen, Heshiv es chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael, bekano es kinasi, when he did something with the revenge, v'lo chalisi, and therefore I didn't kill him off. The Rashi says, Bekano es kinasi, Binokmo es nikmasi, he took the revenge that I should have and would have taken. Any lashon of kina is a lashon of hamitchare linkom nekamas davar. Now, the reward for Pinchas was, give him my brisi shalom. Give him my bris of peace. This is what the whole peace is about. Let's see what peace is. The Medrash Tanhuma says, in Pinchas and in Toldos and Vayechi, let me read to you with just translation. I know you understand Hebrew. Pinchas ben Elazar, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see after he took and killed Zimri and Cosby, and he said, oh, the tribes came out. They said, as my Rebbe so deliciously did years ago, they teased him. They called him Puti. My Rebbe went like this. Come here, Puti, 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 Puti. You know how they make fun of you on the schoolyard? That's what the Shvatim were doing to Pinchas. Unbelievable. And they said, yeah, he was Pitaim. He comes from people who gave sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. And he also killed the prince of Shevet Shimon. So the Pasuk came to Miyaches him, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, HaKohen. And therefore it says, I'm giving him that bris. The Medrash Tanhuma continues, great is Shalom, because the world is only conducted al pi shalom, the HaTorah kula shalom. As it says, Drachecha darchei noham v'chol nesivoseha shalom. Three, if a man comes from the derech, they say to him, Shalom. Also in the morning, of course, after he's davened, people say, ah, good morning, shalom. In the evening, they go, ah, hi, shalom. They read Kriyat Shema, and they sign off with shalom, hapore suka shalom. And with tefillah, it's the last baracha, hamavareches amo Yisrael ba shalom. Therefore, Hashem says, I want to give this special gift to Pinchas while he's still alive. And it will be for him and his Zaro Acharav bris kahuna shalom. And it's because he atoned for the Bnei Yisrael. Good. Back in Toldos, wait for it. It says, why are shlamim karbanos brought? They're peace offerings. So said Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. In the name of Rabbi Yehuda, anybody who brings a carbon shlamim brings peace to the world. Rabbi Eliezer said, at the time there was zvachim in the world, there was peace. Once it was the Beis HaMikdash was Mechareh, there's not a day without a klala and pranios. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, La'olam the shlamim are to lasum shalom. They create peace. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai also said, Gadol HaShoram, because the Torah lied for the purposes of shalom. And that's why it says, and here you can look at the Medrash Tanchumim Vayechi, I know you're not doing it now, and there's a short quote here, when the brothers were coming back from the funeral, they were terrified. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, you know what? Given what we did to him, they said, now that our father is dead, Lu Yistamenu Yosef, Lahashev Yashiv Lanu, and he's going to take revenge on us because of what we did to him. So they said to him, here's the lie in the Torah. The Torah is going to say something not true. The Pasuk says, Yosef, listen, Avicha Tziva, your father commanded. Kosomu Yosef, on a son of Pesha, tolerate our Pesha, Achecha. And they say, Daddy said to do this. He didn't, because Yaakov never would have suspected, and he was right. Yosef never would have done that, but the brothers were terrified. So they said something, but the fact that the Torah recorded as if it was a truth, it wasn't. So shalom is this is not just an advertisement, is the greatest thing in the world. And here was my long ago take on this. What we find is, why would the Torah go to that extent? The answer is, there's the spoken and there's the unspoken. There's truth, lies, and innuendo. Notice, truth is in the singular. Whenever we come out and trot out that little phrase, truth and lies. Truth is usually written, not truths, truths and lies. It's truth and lies. It's in the singular. Lies is in the plural. There can only be one truth. There can and are many lies. In order to fight lies, truth and lies, both of them, are arbitrated by the facts. You have to look for it. You have to be sensitive to it. You have to be open to it. The cold, hard facts are the arbitrator between truth and lie. Reality. The problem is, the tribes, the Shvatim, didn't say a lie about Pinchas. They just implied and spread all these innuendos and tried to make him look bad. So innuendo, how do you take care of that? It's arbitrated by attitude, by midos. You have to not want to see the bad or take something which hasn't been established. Let me go one step further. Here's the take home. Truth fights lies. Shalom fights innuendo. That's the bottom line formula. Very deep. I can hardly contain it. I just happen to be the pipe. If what you do is make shalom in every area and aspect of your life, that's what produces everlasting life. I will point out one more thing which I learned many, many years ago because of Rav Shalom Gold. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch is bothered by the dikduk of the pasuk. When Hashem said, Bikano es kinasi, he had the kina that I should have exhibited. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says, in that pasuk, Yud Aleph, please bear with me. You can take a little dictum. It is significant that Bikano is in the PL form. It's written without a dagesh in the Nun. But it hasn't got the dot. Accordingly, it's like it's written in the Kal form. When Kano is in the PL form, it designates acting and demanding the rights of someone else, which someone steps into the breach and takes charge of what happened to that person in order to right a wrong. But when it's in the Kal form, which it is over here, it means that Pinchas stepped into the breach. And look for whom. It expresses the feeling that one has for somebody else's problems, which he takes personally to heart, as if they were his own. So by writing the PL in the Kal form, it would mean to say that Pinchas' Maisa was not taking care of business for Hashem, but the result of his deep inner feeling, which made a betrayal of Hashem's affairs as if he himself had been personally betrayed. He literally stood in the breach and he brought shalom. He performed the Maisa basting that he had to do, and the Magefa stopped. Unbelievable. This is very deep stuff, too deep for me. I'm going to say something else. I noticed this only yesterday afternoon. I almost rolled off my chair laughing. In English, a play on words. I wish I could do it in Hebrew, but it doesn't exist. There's peace, P-A-A-C-E, and then there's the word peace, P-I-E-C-E. Peace bespeaks wholeness and unity. Everything has a place and a role. It all fits together. That's a godly manifestation. Pinchas, by taking that justified revenge on the two bad actors, brought peace again between Hashem and his people. He made them reunified again. But the word peace, P-I-E-C-E, by definition means fragmentation and separateness. That's the word. Can I now tell you a personal joke? I never talk politics. Even though it sounds like I am, I'm not. Everybody, we're living in 2020. There's an ATM machine. That means an automatic teller machine, right? Somebody shake your head. Do I have that right? Here it comes. In American politics, they're saying Black Lives Matter. The other people are fighting back and saying, no, no, no. All lives matter. I say, no, no, no. All things matter. Because it's not, and you want to know why? If you say all lives matter, well, who do they matter to? But if I say everything matters, that's much stronger, much better. Everything has a significance in Hashem's world. That's why I started off the Musar Shoes facing backwards. You have to look for it. Everything is significant. It's that where it should be life, all life is important, not matters. It's important. It's in and of itself important. A well-lived life gets everlasting life. Rav Shimon Shkat was visiting some family in Europe. He was one of the progenitors of the Telzer Shita. Anyhow, The people were living with an old grandmother, mother, and she was well advanced, and he approached and said hello to her. And she said, I got to tell you something. She said, I feel like I'm such a burden on my family. I don't really want to live anymore. And he said, no, no, no to her. Every single second of life is important. Every single second. It's your chance for a relationship with Hashem. This level of consciousness of realizing what makes a difference and what's important, producing shalom within yourself and in your family and in your yeshiva and in your city and in your state and in the entire world, that's the point. It makes you, shalom is the automatic arousal to Hashem is present. That's one of Hashem's signatures, isn't it? One of them is Emes, other one is shalom. That's the put together of everything. Make shalom around you. First, make shalom. If you're irritated by something, calm down. Look again at the situation. What can you do to even it out? It's not burdensome. Every time you do that, you get more wide awake. It's arousing. It's incredible. Thank you. I'm just jumping off my chair here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Esther Clark, thank you.
Yes.